Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to get a little serious here with the Kobe stuff. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty, friend of the show, and obviously you hear him on all the Miami Heat telecasts. John Crotty played point guard in the NBA from 92 to 2003. Which means, John, you were in the league for about 7 years, I guess, while Kobe was playing. And everybody, obviously, we're still trying to process all the news of his death and just try to, you know, figure something out with this stuff. But how well did you know him? Did you know him at all? What can you say about him?
Yeah, knew him a little bit. Honestly, didn't know him, you know, wasn't super close with him, really just had an opportunity to compete against him, and the guy was, you know, he was a fierce competitor, and really pushed everybody, including his teammates, to be, you know, the best that they could be. And I think that's, you know, really what I always think of him as, is a guy who was supremely talented and had that combination. And I'm sure Channing knows a lot of guys who are talented, but they don't really bring the work ethic. They don't really bring the, you know, the ability to be the best they can be. They kind of rely on that athleticism. He was a guy who had the game and but continued to work on it and became, you know, just an amazing player. And because if you remember when he first came in, you know, it wasn't like he was LeBron right away. I mean, he had to work, and he became good really, really fast, but he continued to do it, and he did it for such a long time. He had that fire too. He never backed off. He was notorious in terms of the way he pushed himself and others around him. And, you know, that to me is how I really think of him. An impressive guy from what he was able to achieve. And it's just traumatic and sad and tragic how he passed away. And we all have our families and our kids, and we want, you know, to enjoy that, have them have their experience, and, you know, to be on their way, or, you know, involved with going to a game and have his daughter with him and the other family. The whole thing just is horrible.
Yeah, John, and I was saying it yesterday when I heard about his daughter. I went home and I hugged my daughter. She sat on my knee during dinner. She was arguing with me. She didn't understand, but you know how it is, you know, just being a sports fan and then coming back to life, John. And yeah, man, but I wanted to ask you, man, because a lot of people talk about, and it's been talked about, the Mamba mentality that, you know, just go out there and just take the heart to your opponents, and everybody puts, you know, they say Kobe had that more than anybody. It's called the Mamba mentality. What was that like? Did you feel a different vibe coming out of Kobe when you played him, you know, compared to other superstars?
Well, I mean, look, the reality is he it wasn't like he was super friendly, right? I mean, he really was trying to do whatever he could to beat. And to me, you know, he wasn't a huggy, you know, touchy-feely guy before and after games. I mean, he was someone that really wanted to win and be the best and do whatever it took, and he had an edge to him. There was an intimidation factor, a lot like Jordan had, where, you know, I think he stepped on the floor and had an edge on most players because of that. And, you know, I think later on he became, you know, more of a mentor and you know, more giving and unselfish. And I think, you know, that's really resonating with a lot of the younger players now, which is great to see, because at the end of the day, you know, that means a lot too, right? And being able to have that impact, not being, you know, somebody like a Ty Cobb or something, who's a great player, but it seems like no one cares for you. But this is a guy who, you know, achieved much and made an impact and a difference on some younger players who, you know, continued to work. And I just love the idea of taking advantage of what you have. Not everyone has, you know, that kind of athletic package or skill set, but just maximizing and being the best that you can be. And I think he did that and really pushed his teammates and players around him to do that. And you know, at times I think, you know, that rubbed raw on people. I mean, like Shaq as an example, he didn't want to hear that, you know. And yet, I respect Kobe for that because he was trying to get his teammate who was so talented, you know, to work in the offseason, to be the best player he could be.
Crowder wanted to ask you earlier if you shut him down when you played against him.
No, man, nobody shut that cat down. He was going to get his shots up no matter what, and he was pretty damn good at it. I mean, the thing that always sticks out to me was his ability to get the shot he wanted, very much like Jordan, get the shot he wanted when he wanted it. And what he developed was that mid-range game that was so vaunted and difficult to stop. And what I mean by that is if you go all the way to the basket and attack the rim, you're typically going to get double teamed, you're going to get fouled hard, or you're just going to get double or triple teamed and you can't get to the basket. And if you rely on like the super long three ball, your percentages obviously go down. But in the clutch moments, Kobe had that ability to get into that, you know, 12 to 18 foot range, lean on you a bit, create some room and make shots. And he was so good at it. And his confidence was just, you know, so deep. He'd just keep coming back at you and keep coming back at you. And to win five championships, I think obviously says a lot and resonates with everybody with, you know, he did it with Shaq, but he also did it, on his own with, other talented, very talented players around him, but more, you know, had the mark of it being his team.
John Crotty is with us. What about last night? What was the vibe at the arena? Oh. Was it difficult for players in your mind? Like, it's got to be one of the more difficult game experiences.
I agree. It was strange, to be honest with you, because first of all, this isn't like there's really not a lot of precedent to this, right? So no one really knows exactly what to do or how to act. And for the Heat, this was the first game after the tragedy. We played the Orlando Magic last night, as you know, but Orlando had played a game before. So they kind of back-channeled and discussed what they were going to do before the game, which is, again, something that's not typically done. And, you know, they did which was really cool, was a tribute to his two numbers, number 24 and number 8. So the first team that got the ball was the Heat, and they had a 24-second violation holding onto the ball, and the fans were standing up and chanting Kobe. Then the Orlando Magic inbound the basketball in the backcourt, and they have 8 seconds to cross the backcourt, and they get an 8-second violation instead of crossing over to recognize number 8. And all, again, during the time people are chanting his name. Really, really cool. I mean, just to come up with that and to have that and to recognize him and the younger players in the league to recognize him for his greatness and competitiveness and the impact that he had. I thought it was really special.
And, John, I want to get on the court a little bit. We got 15 minutes of Heat, man. Last night, Bam's he had a triple-double again. Like, what's the difference between Bam? John, I looked at some of his numbers. Like the first 2 years, he was a 8-6-2 guy. Now he's automatic 16-10-5. Those are his averages, all-star. You hear Spo praising him. What happened this year? Was it just opportunity, or did Bam really take that next step?
I mean,
a lot
of it's opportunity, right? So Hassan's no longer here, Whiteside, so he's the starter. So he's getting the minutes. But it's so much more than that. I mean, this is a guy that, he is a worker. He's a worker amongst workers on this team. And he's also one of these guys, and I'm sure you've seen it, Channing, and from a standpoint of like, you show him something and he literally picks it up. Like the coaches will show him something and he can pick it up the next day. You know, it's just uncanny. He gets better like so rapidly fast. So I think that's another part of it. To his credit, he works at things, but you know, his game is so multidimensional. He's not just a rebounder. He's not just a scorer. He had 10 assists last night. He knows how to set his teammates up. He had, one turnover. He's doing it in a way. He's a screen. He's like one of the top three screen assist guys. You know, so And what I mean by that is he's the one that sets the screen that leads to the guy catching the ball to score. So the screen is a really solid, and there really isn't, you know, anything more unselfish you can do on the floor as a player than the screen and set up somebody else, you know, along with passing for an assist. So he's doing that on top of, you know, this incredible production that he puts forth. Last night he had about four or five mid-range jump shots, which is the quote-unquote Achilles heel that he has. They were playing off him. You know, he had an all-star guarding him, and Nick Vucevic, who was playing off him, and he's making these shots. You know, it's just – it's amazing to me how fast he's improved and how, you know, to me he's well-deserving to be an all-star, and I think he'll get voted in by the coaches.
Tough test tonight, right, for the Heat? Tough test against Celtics.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, this is a really good Celtics team. You know, they're you know, right up there with Miami in terms of record. You know, they've played very well. Kemba Walker's been a great fit. I mean, you know, I don't know how many people would have said, "Hey, losing Kyrie Irving, you know, how are we gonna do?" Kemba Walker's, you know, a really good player. He's an all-star, but you know, can he fit in? Where will the team be? I think it's been a, you know, some of it's, I think, been addition by subtraction too. There's been less drama. There's been a guy who's really happy to be there, and who, you know, Kemba just seems to make everyone more comfortable around him. He's making guys better in terms of including them. It just seems a better vibe around their team. I mean, that's just me as an outsider looking at it, but, and he's put up great numbers. I mean, he's shown the ability to come in and be impactful with this group, and I think let other guys, particularly the younger players, show their skill sets.
John Crotty, we always appreciate you making time for us, John. We appreciate your words about Kobe.
Great having you, man. Channing, you got it. Tough stuff, but you know, hopefully people continue to remember him and use him as an example to be the best that they can be going forward.
Yeah, man. Really, just brutal couple of days. Thank you, John.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.